Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
The Creator of the universe, who formed us and sustains our life, bids us come to him for food and drink without cost. He's not referring to free material provision, but instead has in mind a far greater gift, salvation. This blessing is freely offered to all who will come to his Son and discover the truth that Jesus is the bread of life and living water, who alone can give eternal life. Have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ to be forgiven of sins and reconciled to the Heavenly Father? If so, are you continually partaking of the spiritual sustenance he provides? Just as we need a consistent supply of food and drink to live and thrive physically, so too do we need daily spiritual nourishment through God's Word and abiding presence. Are you trying to live the Christian life in your own strength by working hard to serve the Lord and become a better person? Such an approach leads only to fruitless exhaustion. To flourish and grow, a person must be completely dependent on Christ for spiritual nutrition. That involves drawing near to him each day through his word and prayer, and receiving his grace all day long.